This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Countries across Europe continue to scramble to accelerate coronavirus vaccinations and outpace the spread of the more infectious Delta variant in a high-stakes race to prevent hospital wards from filling up again with patients fighting for their lives. The urgency coincides with Europe's summer holiday months, with fair weather bringing more social gatherings and governments reluctant to clamp down on them. Social distancing is commonly neglected, especially among the young, and some countries are scrapping the requirement to wear masks outdoors. Incentives for people to get shots include free groceries, travel and entertainment vouchers, and prize drawings. The president has appealed to a sense of patriotism. Driven by the Delta variant, a new case of COVID-19 is sweeping across the African continent, where new cases, hospital admissions, and deaths are increasing. South Africa is leading the new surge there, where case numbers are doubling every 3 weeks, according to the World Health Organization. The Delta variant reported in 16 African countries has become dominant in South Africa, which accounts for more than half of Africa's new cases. It was detected in 97% of samples sequenced in Uganda and 79% of samples sequenced in Congo, according to the WHO. A ransomware attack paralyzed the networks of at least 200 U.S. companies on Friday. That's according to a cybersecurity researcher whose company was responding to the incident. The gang, a major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate, appears to be behind the attack, according to John Hammond of the security firm Huntress Labs. He said the criminals targeted a software supplier called Kaseya using the network management package as a conduit to spread the